Hello, Lord.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, brother.
It's been a long time since you've been on last.
Yeah, man, it's been a couple months.
So what's going on with you in your personal world?
Yeah, personal world, man. A lot of things happened since we last talked. Got the shoes going now. I finally got my first sale. I'm sure you know Positive Vibes. He actually had a pair of my sneakers. It's pretty cool. Just to see it up there, he said one day I can sign it for him. So we'll try to make that happen one day.
That's amazing.
Yeah, man, it's crazy. You know, one day you wake up, you're just here, and then the next day you wake up, it's like, wow, you got somebody owning one of your products. It's a pretty nuts world compared to where I was 1 year ago. And then you got a promotion, right? And that's what we're here to talk about today. Just 1 year. I can't believe it's been a year. Now a year and 2 months, and the grind has been real, but it's been fun. It's been very smooth for the most part, and there's a lot of things I've learned and tips and tricks on how to grow a community that I don't think it applies to just anybody. It applies to anyone who puts in the work, right? You can't just say it applies to anybody if you're not willing to put the work in. But anyone who is willing to go the extra mile and go for that community approach, it's worth it for sure.
That's amazing. So in 1 year, I guess looking back, when you first started, what would you have told yourself that you now know that you wish you would have known back then?
Honestly, man, nothing really. It sounds a little egotistical, but to be honest, because it's such a new thing and I never knew what it was going to do, it's been trial and error ever since. It's still trial and error, right? It's just such a young process. It's like an infant. You got to let it grow. I wouldn't say anything. The only thing I would say, I think the only thing is just understand that you're going to get the success as long as you show up. And I know we just had an episode, and we just kept showing up every day. We took a six-week break for a reason in the summer to get the podcast going, and that growth has been great. And other than really just keep showing up, I wouldn't say anything else because it's been just such a trial-error-based project where whatever you do, you use that as data, you use that as analytics in the back of your head. Not so much numbers, but analytics of, wow, this is what move we had to make, and we can use it for the other thing. And one thing led to another, and it's been a wild ride, but it's been a smooth, fun ride, and it's great growing with the community, right? Most of the content is furnished by the community. That's why we say for you, by you, because it's you guys that are really putting in the work. Whereas us, we just, of course, extract that information and we just make the post and have fun. And I think doing all this and giving the podcast a boost and giving the Medium articles we write a chance to improve as we get further into 2020 is just going to be a goal, but we'll talk about that a little later.
So our generation especially is our biggest issue that I found is that we're obsessed with a paralysis by analysis. We have to analyze everything.
Yep.
And do you think that maybe you're going in with such a naivete? Do you think just not having expectations, not trying to get everything perfect, do you think that helped grow in the way you did?
100%. It's. I never say that I'm going to go in there making 10,000 followers. I'm never going to go in there saying we need 10,000 likes. There's no point, right? Either, those are unrealistic expectations, first off, to think your first day is going to be your best day. It never will be. I still remember our first day. We were 5 hours late on the post because I had to do something. And, you know, it just happens, right? And life's going to happen. So you don't put that pressure saying, well, I need to be perfect and be a perfectionist. This is the project, especially when you're dealing with community, especially. You can't expect everything to be perfect, right? You're relying on who? The other person. But what if they have personal issues? You have to work with each other. You can't just be, narcissistic and say, well, they didn't get it in, you know, but what if they had stuff going on, right? You could have asked beforehand. It's one of these projects where it's almost not only does it cut the excuses, right, of you can't be somebody great, but it also cuts down the fact that, as you said, a little bit of discipline is important and you can't set expectations, right? That's where the discipline, humility will come in. And trial and error is the best example of that, for sure. The more you keep trying things, trying things, and the more you keep making things happen, the less the expectations wanders in your back of your mind, and the more, I guess you could say, calm and not so much analytical you'll get, which is great, because a lot of people in today's day, as you say, well, they think about the likes, they think about all this stuff, they think about, well, is this view and angle perfectly? That's great and all, but what does that really do to the value for the community if we're looking for that perfect one shot or that perfect person? Like, no two people are the same. No two emotions are the same. No two angles are the same. understand that and realize that when you put yourself out there, you put your reputation on the line. And every time you put your reputation on the line, it requires, you know, trial and error. It doesn't require perfection. It requires some maneuverability and flexibility, for sure.
Did you see or hear what happened with Elon Musk's newest presentation with his car with the ball bearing in the window?
Yeah, the Cybertruck. Yeah, I heard about that. Yeah.
So I've heard mixed opinions on this, where some people are saying, like, how can someone of his success make such a huge error like that, where you think they would have tested it enough that when you threw it out the window, it wouldn't break. But my look at it was like, he's being transparent. This is part of the process of developing something.
Yeah, you're not going to launch something at 100%, and then next time you try to make a second product, you launch it 100%. It doesn't make sense, right? You always launch, they say 70-80%. That's what we did, right, at the UP. We launched around 70-80%. Sometimes, I even say 60 sometimes, but we launched about 70-80%. Same with Elon Musk. You launch around 70-80%, and you have 20%, 30%, 40% if you need room of growth, right? And in that 20 to 40% of growth, that's where you come back next time. Let's say you're at 70 again. Do the same thing. You just keep launching 80-80-80-80 until you finally have that perfect product. We're not perfect, but to the point where it's workable. Now you can say you've launched around 90-95%. Then it's just minor tweaks and adjustments, and you just develop yourself as normal, right? There's going to always be a breaking point of routine. But yeah, what he did is perfectly normal. Listen, accidents are going to happen. Life's going to happen, as I said. Not everything's perfect in today's world. And I think we're starting to value, at least I'm starting to see, some people are starting to value less perfection and rather just open and transparent content, transparency overall, right? You can't just expect everyone to have that perfect photography skills or the perfect car. It's not really a chaseable dream, rather an abstract concept of nothing's perfect, but if you can get it to the point where it's workable, then you've done your job, right? As long as it's workable, it's not broken to the point where it's shattered, then you can figure out what to do and be flexible and movable parts, for sure.
I agree with that. I always found it motivating to hear stories, like especially like musicians or something, where when something gets bigger, songs bigger, and they doubted it and they didn't know, and there was a mistake, or it was just they wrote it in a day and it ended up being their biggest hit. That I found so motivating, because these people seem like geniuses, and we only see them on TV and interviews, and they're all polished and everything looks good. But the reality is, it's often a crapshoot, and you really don't know what's going to work until it does.
Right. Shoot, man. At the end of the day, people think, well, it works for one person, works for another person. It doesn't work for me or you because we have two different, you know, views. We just have two different views of life, right? And everyone has different perspectives. So you just can't go into that mindset saying, well, you know, this started from here, and saying you're going to get to the other side of the world, in a sense, right? The other side of the song game, and be the best, right? Everyone thinks you're the best. And that's what we've had interviews and we've seen people say, well, I want to be the best, but it's going to take X, Y, and Z, you know, grind, X, Y, and Z, hustle, X, Y, and Z, tool, equipment. Yeah, it requires all that, right? But the fact of the matter is, what they're saying is they're progressing. They're doing self-progress checks, especially those independent artists, right? You get deep down to it. Those guys they have a lot of things to do on their bucket list every day, right? Create songs. Some of these people are 18 or out of school. Some of these people have been in the game 10 years, and they say it's like a developing process every second, right? So you really don't know where you can go with it. So that's why I think with the independent artists, finding outlets and resources are great. But more importantly, instead of finding outlets and resources, self-development and self-craft, especially on your skills in the music game, that's what's the real bread and butter. And you get that going, then you can start seeing success and just start seeing growth and result. It takes time, especially in that department of the world of music. I massive respect to everyone who we've interviewed. It's been crazy to see some of their growth too.
Yeah, you've interviewed a lot of like the talent and the walks of life, the different industries of people that you've interviewed have ranged so far. It's amazing. For people that are listening that may be hearing about you or the United promotion for the first time, do you mind quickly just summarizing what it is and what you guys have to offer?
Yeah, absolutely. So where we are as a group, now it's just me and Mike, but it's a group, basically two of us individuals that we help foster the community by giving them posts. We want to know your story with the Google fill out form. We started basically humbly, you know, just simple made posts, got people out there exposed. Now we've launched it up a little bit. We've now stepped it up to more, I'm sure you've seen it, or just deeper descriptions. And we want to get to this point where we can extract your story from day one to day 1,000 or whatever, or however long you're with us, right? Basically to the end of time. And when you get those stories, we also offer, like I said, podcast interviews, which are great. All you got to do is sign up as of now, make things happen. And then we also offer Medium articles. We do our own in-house infographics. We give you guys that content. We're pretty much giving you the resources and tools eventually to be the best creator you could possibly be. And, you know, by offering the community, maybe you can meet one of our fellow creators and you connect and collaborate. I don't know. That's the end of the goal, right? That's the end of the day. But we can't always expect that, knowing this, what we just said. But that's the hopefully the end of the goal, is one day you might meet somebody along the line and just be, hey, well, what's good? And then you connect and collaborate. The more we do that, the more we're doing our job. More importantly, the more we're serving others and helping get back in the community tenfold for sure.
Awesome. So if someone is a content creator, a musician, whatever they do, an artist, and they want to be featured on the United Promotion, how could they go about doing that?
Yeah, there's two ways you can go about it. So if we don't seek you, right? So sometimes myself or Mike just go in and we seek people, we find people who are doing great things, right? If we don't seek you out and you do stumble upon the page, go into our link tree. I think it's just linktree.bio or whatever. You go into our link tree. It's on the United Promotion. It should be on the left side for anyone who's looking at it. And then you just see Google fill out form. It should say form request a promotion. You fill out the form. It goes into our inbox. We craft the story. And that's really it. Then we just put the post up. We put you on the calendar. Bada bing, boom, you're good. And then if you want to continue, we can always give you a podcast interview, which is great. It's another option. But pretty much it's a simple streamlined process. Click the form, fill the answers out as best you can. More detail, the more longer story, the less. We can always craft it as best we can. But other than that, it's simple, it's streamlined, and we make it easy for you, by you, of course.
Awesome. Now, I know the benefits, but for, once again, people that may not know what this is, what would you say the benefits of doing this are?
Massive benefits. The first benefit, I would say, is you're getting your voice out there, right? Obviously, if you are a first-timer here and you look at the page and you're like, well, what is this? Is it free? It's free, yes. But more importantly, the major benefit is you're getting your voice out there in an early stage of this project. It's still, as much as it seems like it's been 10 years, it's only been a year, just the way it's set up, the way the world works. But it's been 1 year. You're early in the game. You really have a lot to offer with this project. Like other content creators, you get your voice. There's going to be more opportunities to get on podcasts, to get your voice out even more. More chances for features. More chances for connectivity and collaboration. You're going to get a story. You're going to get the most professional, as we say, content as possible. And another thing, too, I think it's important that you actually taking time to develop yourself, too. If you work with us, you're basically saying, we see your commitment level, right? We see you're committed to us. You're always helping us out, blah, blah, blah. There could be extra benefits down the road, you know, to keep you in the back pocket for any type of live streaming events. We get to video content. And when we start getting more in depth with stories, you know, I wouldn't say top priority, but we'll put you on the watch list of, like, this person, you got to watch out, you know? So it's almost like you have to search the field like a safety playing safety in football, or like a midfielder, right? You got to always scan the field. That's what we kind of are. You know, you just have to scan it, see where people are at. And the more we see you doing things, the more you get going, for sure.
So you guys are almost like an aggregator of content creators.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, that's what we are, man. I think it's just crazy, like the amount of content creators we've connected with, right? I mean, we've done 650. It's a lot. And out of those 650, I can firmly say that at least 80 to 90% are doing things as we speak. So, you know, that's nuts. But if you look at it, that's the way life works, right? You're going to find people that are just going to fall out of the blue, which a lot of them did. You know, we just took a chance. We basically said, "What's good?" And they said, "Well, I like what you're doing here. well, let's basically hook up and collaborate, right? And I think it's a testament to not only this community we built, but it's a testament to the way the online world works too. I know people always give social media a hard time, and they give people, well, what's the point of being on these things? But if you really use it for your advantage and use it to build your tribe and community, just start realizing that it's a blessing in the sky rather than just any type of, oh, it's a downgrade of society if you use it right.
That's very well said. Social media is huge, and it's growing every day, especially Instagram. I think it's probably going to beat Facebook. It's probably the most popular social media platform like in existence. How amongst, like, there are so many people that finding all the talented people that you have found, how do you sift through all the content to find so many talented people?
Well, basically what we do is we get a person, right? We go into their who they're following. Sometimes it's just trial by fire of referral. You know, you find people through referral by basically going into their network and saying, well, I see this person, you know, tell me a little bit more about them. Or sometimes you just be like, hey, you know what? We got a really nice, solid trust with this person, right? Let's just DM them. The chances are we mention their name. That's the key. When you DM people, you can't just DM people saying, I don't know, I'm trying to think of like the shout out page that DM me. Oh, hey, this is a free promotion, by the way. All that lingo jingo. What is that? You know, to me, it's just like, what are you trying to accomplish here? For us, we would try to craft the message for you, right? So if you're a musician, you're a talented musician, great. We're gonna mention something you created, right, on your page. Or we're gonna bet nice album, last album. We're gonna definitely check it out. We have to pique the curiosity for them, right? The more we pique their curiosity, the more interest they're gonna have in us. And for a referral, oh man, if we can mention their name for them, by them, then it's like, okay, well now we piqued their curiosity, right? But now we've mentioned someone else's name. They probably have already been piqued, and they're probably going to say yes. That's it. You just have to handcraft that message so it fits their style. And when you handcraft that message to fit their style, the most important thing after that is be professional, have a nice calm sense. I mean, you can't go in there thinking, well, this is my best. You can't. You can't have that mindset. This is a stranger, right? We're dealing with strangers every day. That's what the common denominator is. We're strangers. We're not two friends yet. So you just got to really ease into it. No, roll like a pizza dough, right? Nice and soft, nice and easy. Don't go too hardcore. Now, if you meet somebody who is, let's say, hardcore, right? They're all about wing, right? Entrepreneurs or, I don't know, like hardcore business people. Then it's a little different. You have to also read people's styles. Then you have to go a little bit more deeper. As in, well, I see you're driven to win, right? You're definitely driven to win. We see it from your page. You got to have that intensity. And then if you see people who are more community-based, you go a little softer. You got to ease off. And then if you see people who are having fun, hey, you have fun just like them, right? Have fun. Have fun in the message. Be creative. And then, of course, if you see people who are just analytical, always, you know, on the points about numbers and whatnot, say something like, all right, I see you have great growth there. I saw your growth on your last story or the last post was about, I don't know, 20 likes compared to the last post. That peaks through. Like, how did you know that? And they're impressed like that, they just say yes. It's crazy, but that's how you play the field. And that's, that's just how you make things happen for sure.
So you're a chameleon. You adapt to the situation and the person you're speaking to.
100%. You have to. And that's where I think people misconstrue, you know, networking, right? It's not really network. It's really a conversation. If you really think about it, it's a conversation. If you don't adapt, think about it. If you stick to one person, right? I use that same one-person style for everybody else. The chances are you're only going to get that same person who has the same style as it. So if you get a community person, most likely you're going to get a lot of people who are community-based. But if you're trying to do a community person with an analytical person, it's a no bueno, no good. You're not going to get any type of traction, number one. And number two, they're going to think, what does this mean? Like, I'm not here to build a community. I run a science project. What is this? So you have to adapt. If you don't adapt, that's where you don't create your community. Now, if you're not trying to do what the UP is doing, right, of course, that we're a little bit different because it is kind of a content creator of aggregators, as you said, Try to understand when you connect with strangers, you have to put yourself on the line. Your reputation is always on the line. I always say that myself, right? No matter what I do, my reputation is on the line. So you have to just go in there and think, all right, well, what can I do to make sure they're comfortable? And the thing with they're comfortable is they just have to understand that when you're comfortable, they don't want to get uncomfortable. No one likes getting uncomfortable nowadays. It's just crazy, but you have to put them into their comfort zone. They might be uncomfortable when they first meet you. There might be a little friction right there, right? But when you ease into it, you roll that dough nice and softly, people are going to, oh, I see what you're trying to do here. And I appreciate that. And that's where sharing a story, sharing their Instagram post, which, you know, that's something I feel like I've done every day to the point where it's giving me this growth. And, you know, giving value, keep giving value to them. It doesn't have to be always words, right? If you're not trying to do what we're doing, it doesn't have to be words. It can be actions. And actions can speak louder than words, as they say. So keep thinking of actions, soft actions. Soft actions can speak louder than words, but loud words can't speak louder than soft actions, basically. You can't expect to say, well, my first message is going to be the best, the best, the best. Can't. It's impossible. You think it's the best, but in reality, it's your first conversation with them. But guess what? Your first action of taking the charge and sharing their story without them even realizing, before you even have a conversation, they're like, well, I did not expect that. Well, I appreciate that. There it is. You just piqued the curiosity, and boom, then you can go over for the kill shots, I like to say, and then ease into it for sure.
That's a very informative and honest response. Have you ever had, you don't have to use names or anything, but have you ever had a situation where there was so much friction, you almost said this almost isn't worth dealing with this individual?
Not really, man. I'll be honest with you. Most of the, there's been a couple times, right? I'm not going to mention all these things, but it's probably going to be the people who are trying to offer me something else, right? And say, oh, this is free art and illustration, but you must pay 20. Like, you know, I figure they say, like, hello, how you doing? I'm like, all right, I give them a chance. I figure I look at their profile, everything seems normal. But then they're like, they're offering me these incredible deals. It's like, it's not an incredible deal. I can learn all this stuff on my own, like these online courses and garbage. I'm like, 20 bucks for what? Like, I already know this information. So you just have to ignore those people, right? But for the most part, regular people, no, I don't really have those situations where, well, you know, we have friction here. Most of the people I follow or I follow in UP, right? They know our schedule. I know their schedule. It's a little busy. I can always try to get to everybody every year, right? I try to get to everybody every year. You know, as far as sharing stories, well, there's not a private account. I'll get to you at least 5 to 6 times a year. That's my goal. And the more I do that, the more I create that. It's almost like you're protecting yourself. Every time you share people's stories, they're never going to question a couple things, right? Most likely, they're never going to question who this person is because you're being real. They rarely will question your activity because you're always online. Number three, they rarely will question your motivation. Right, if this guy keeps doing this, I don't see where the problem is, right? There's no really problem. He's just sharing. Or this person keeps sharing my stuff, and it keeps sharing everyone else's stuff. There's no motivation decline. It's more upward, and you're feeling juiced about it. But that's pretty much really the only thing I would say. I haven't had anything personal, but for anyone else who has had anything personal, don't take it too seriously, and just be open-minded to the fact that they're probably not in a secure place, and are looking for some type of insecurity to bring you down, rather than some type of security to bring you up.
That's fair. So sort of a follow-up question. Have you ever actually had to turn anyone down because you felt their content was either too explicit or just didn't align with your values?
Yeah, there's been a couple. But not too many. There's only been like 2 or 3 I think we've ever had on the UP where it's like, all right. It's not even so much explicit. It's just their actions just weren't really that good. But it's only been like 2 or 3 of just random creators. Most of the time, the way it works is we filter out everything, right? We know who's real. And now with this new process, right, we're not just looking for any type of crew. We're looking for people who are active. Like, the more activity you show, it doesn't have to be posts. That's why stories is such a big feature. I always emphasize that. If you're active, you don't make a post for a couple of days, but you're active on the stories, that's great, right? That's no problem with me. That's my rule. Like, if you're still trying to put your voice out there every day and show for your people, in one way, shape, or form, you're in my book as a watchlist contender, and in fact, on the radar, right? But if you're not doing anything and you're just, you know, 20 days and you haven't done nothing, I mean, I get, unless you announce you're taking a break, I feel you have to continually show up, You have to continually deliver for your people. So every time you don't deliver for your people on that day, you let down X amount of people. That's just my belief. You can't let down X amount of people unless you say you're taking a legit break and need your time to refresh, recharge, all of that. But if you don't do that, we don't see where your alignment and values are with us. So we can't really select you. But if you really just keep going and keep pushing, you don't have to have the most followers, right? We've had people with 12 followers on this account get featured, right? It doesn't matter about the follower number. That's irrelevant to me. You know, the only thing that matters is really just how active you are and how committed you are to help your community to better serve not only our community, but the world's community around you and whatever passion you're in, for sure.
That's beautiful. I think a lot of people, they focus too heavily on the followers, not on the content itself, because what I've seen, what I've learned, not just on Instagram, but in life generally, is first off, you should align yourself with something that you can wake up every morning and be excited to do. Because if you're doing it for illegitimate reasons, for followers or anything else, you're going to get burnt out pretty quick. So if it's something
you can't get burnt out quick. Absolutely. We'll talk about that a little bit. Yeah, keep going.
So if you do something that's like a passion project, and even if you get no money, if you have no followers, and it's just you're the only one that knows you're doing it, if it's still something that motivates you every morning, just excites you, the followers will come. The following will come. The business will come. Everything will come. But it has to be something that you are so passionate about that even if you never get paid or no one even knows you're doing it, you're still willing to do it just because you love it so much.
And that's the importance, man, at the end of the day, right? It doesn't matter. You get no money or no compensation. If you love it and you enjoy it, you keep doing it because there's something that's driving you to come back, for sure.
So a lot of people hear this, and I mean, making content for Instagram or any social media platform can be exhausting. It can wear and tear on the mind. So how do you, you show up all the time. How do you stay so motivated?
Well, it's that exact thing I was talking about earlier, right? It's you don't want to let the people that are following you, right? In this case, as weird as it sounds, you don't want to let 700 people down. You know, it seems like it's like, well, what the heck? But in reality, you have 700 people. This is where I use the following number, right? You have 700 people. You got to pretend like you're that speaker on a stage, right? You got a 700 crowd audience, right? Well, you're going to show up and keep the show going, or are you going to falter? And you don't want to falter, especially around that audience. So for me, the real motivation, to be honest with you, man, is seeing other people create content, seeing other people do incredible things. It makes me inspired, not only to go harder, but more importantly, just to show up every day. If it's something as simple, let's say I'm having a tough day, right? Which happens to everybody. But I see everyone else doing it. It's like, do I really need to have a tough day, or I need to push myself to go further, right? You can't make excuses in today's world, right? So for me, I'm looking to say, go out there, make sure you help people out today. It doesn't matter how you do it, what ways you do it, just make sure you continually help. And that's where I use stories. That's where I use posts and quotes and all this. It's fun to do. If you really look at it, it's a fun thing to do. I love making content. It's a little bit harder when it's this time of year. I get it. People are a little bit more busier. I know everyone can't get to their stuff. They can't get to my stuff. It's life, right? We always can't get to each other's posts. I get it. But after the holidays and New Year's resolutions come in, people are going to be more online than ever, right? They're trying to make sure. If it's like offline goals, then I get it. But after a New Year's resolution season ends, like in March, people are going to be more online than ever, catching up on what's good, what's going on, what's making happens, you know, all of this kind of stuff. And for me, I want to make sure I'm the best I can be heading into those months as we progress into a new decade, new year. And just really understand that, you know, people are always going to be on you. It doesn't matter if they say it verbally or they don't, right? The way the mind works, they're always going to have an opinion on you. Just block it out. But the more you keep showing up in their mind, the more you're showing up in their feed, so they unfollow you. So they follow you. So they say a comment. So they say, like, it doesn't matter what they say. The point is you keep going. You know, you keep going. You keep striving for what you're doing. And the chances are there's going to be at least one person, as I always say, the power of one, that's going to be always showing up, always sharing your stuff, making things happen because you're showing them amounts of love to the point where they're like, well, they got nothing else to share but this man. He's always on my feed, right? But that's just the way it is, man. The way the world works is you keep giving out value, the universe will take care of you. It really will. I just feel like the more value not only myself, but others deliver around, it's going to help fuel our community better. We can now each other grow, each other make things happen. It's not about, you know, Kevin and Lauren. It's about everybody. No, it's about everyone making things for the better of the society, the better of online communities. If it's just about Kevin, then I haven't done my job. You know, that's just, you just left out 7 billion people or 2 billion people on Instagram in a sense. You can't do that. You have to think about everybody, think about what's good for everyone, cater to everyone's needs. Of course, it's impossible to satisfy everyone's needs, but as long as you can cater to everyone's needs with the amount of content, you get a smorgasbord of content up there, something's going to click with somebody, right? That's why when I share a post, it's not just from the same people every day. Of course, there are certain people, the way the feed works, right? It's just going to be natural. There's certain things that I like personally that are going to be a little bit more up there once in a while. But as long as you're not a private account, you're most likely going to get a share. It's going to either be motivational content, something these guys did, an album coming out, whatever. And it just plants a seed in their mind saying, well, this guy not only cares, but he's actually paying attention and watching. And we see that as respectable, too.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. Showing up every day is huge because people, at first, if they discount you and they ignore you or just think you're spammy or whatever else. But if you keep showing up and they keep consistently seeing you to the point where you become a fixture on their Instagram feed, eventually you'll win them over just through repetition.
Yeah.
You mentioned going into the new year. Now's a great time to start something. Even though people are like, well, I'll wait till the new year starts and I'll start it. But it's good to do it now because people are taking on new ideas, trying to change their behaviors or trying to learn new things. And you could fit that slot for them, whatever it is that you have to offer, while they're looking to change their habits or something, whatever you have to offer could fulfill that for them. So now's a great time. If you want to grow something, whether it's writing, art, or anything else, now's a great time to start. But with that in mind, what does the United Promotion have for the next year? Because I mean, I can only imagine.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot. We can't reveal everything, but I'll say this much. It's going to be massive. We can reveal that we'll have video content next year. There's no doubt. I think that's probably a no-brainer. But there's a lot of things planned. The only thing I will say, the one thing I will say, is what we've seen on the back end of our project, the behind-the-scenes work that we've been putting in, the stuff that's starting to come out as far as people's reactions, people's interest in the new format of promotion, right? I think that just tells me a clue right there. We're going to do great things, and I think next year is we talked about, you know, I always say this, actually one of our content creators, Greatness Every Day, I don't know if you know him, but he's also from Canada. He says, you know, the first 3 years you use that as growth and develop your skills and craft, right? Well, we already finished year one. This is now year two of building your craft, expanding, you know, trying to get things happening. We still haven't started. That's how crazy this project is. We still feel like we haven't started because this was just all, you know, get this pretty much, like build that foundation from the lowest level of the floor. But now that we have that, we're going to have great things planned. Like I said, I can't reveal them all, but the only thing I'll say is expect video content for sure. And I expect just continued growth with the podcast, continued growth with content creators worldwide. And, you know, just more collaborative efforts. That's the end of the day, man. The more time you can collaborate with people, that's more alternative options, more options to keep going. And we can drop so many things offline. But the point is, like, we're just ready for you guys to see what's planned for 2020. I don't know. I think that's good, man. I don't want to reveal too much. I'm excited. I know what they are. But at the same time, it's like, if I reveal them, I'm not trying to, you know, let the clues out. But just like I said, stay tuned. Keep making things happen, and as long as you keep showing up, right? This is one thing I will guarantee. You show up, you make things happen, we're going to find you. There's no doubt we're looking to find ways to not only strengthen this community in the core, but we're looking for ways to find the community and build a legacy for everyone, not just myself and Mike and, you know, a couple people. We're trying to get this for everybody who's with us, right? As long as you stay true to us, your legacy will be built with us.
Beautiful. So, I mean, those are, in regards to United Promotion, those are all the questions I had. Is there anything I've forgotten or missed that you want to bring up or share with the audience?
No, man, I think it's good. I think it's like I said, it's just something that we're looking for. This project, I will say this much. From where it started back really in July of last year, it was an idea, right? It was an idea I had, because I just said one day, well, I like what everyone's doing in my room. I said in my bedroom, I like what everyone's doing. Let me make the UP. You know, I was really it. I mean, that's what the idea was originally. And those ideas, it's like, you never think it'd be this, right? Just the way it was, I really thought deep down with this idea, I figured we might get a couple people. It wasn't an expectation. That was just realistic. I figured a couple people. And all of a sudden, you know, one day changed everything, right? We just, October 14th, we had a plan. And then, now a very, you know, concrete plan, just a vague plan to promote. And here we are now, you know. It's just nuts just to think that all it really takes is two things, right? Be consistent and start. That's it. Everyone talks about two things. It's hard to start and being consistent. Those are the two things we're still figuring out, of course. We already figured out how to start. That's easy. But now we have to figure out consistency, which we're doing pretty dang good job, I would say. For the most part, we're keeping up with our times. We're taking breaks when we need to, right? You can't. And another thing, too, is you also got to know when to take a break. See, any type of project you're doing, it goes for anybody. You got to know when to take a break. If you got something started, for example, our podcast, we couldn't have just done the keep promoting people all the time. We got to somehow grow that and scale that, too. Because that's just isolating the floor if we don't. So the fact that we did that, we now leverage ourselves for the new year. Now, 2020, and the new year would have been 2019. We'll get the ideas of the podcast. Now 2020, as we leverage this, it's only going to suffice to be better and bigger for sure.
Amazing. Do you mind if I ask you just a few questions about yourself?
Yeah, go for it.
I noticed you're doing a poetry in motion. Is that what you call it?
Yeah, yes, sir.
I would like to learn a little bit about that. Like, what exactly is it? What motivated you to start that?
All right, so poetry in motion. Actually, we can talk a little bit. I can review anything that's going to be in my plans for next year for KTDV. So, back in August, I was saying to myself, yo, Kev, you got really no one knows you offline, right? That's a hint of what I'm going to be like offline. Because everyone knows Kevin Dutch, right? The hustler, the grinder, the businessman almost. I don't even like to call myself a businessman or entrepreneur. I just like to call myself, you know, someone who's there for you, right? But that's what everyone knows me as, just the way stereotypes work. I'm the business guy. But do you really know me offline? And no one really does. Even some of the people I've done in high school, I was just such a weird character. And not in a bad way. It's that everyone did know me. It's crazy. It's like they knew me, but they didn't know me. It's like I had that mask I hid. But no one really knew who I was like offline. So if that was an idea, I said, well, once in a while, I was actually going to plan on one doing possibly tomorrow, but it might be just so cold here. But the point is, like, I just wanted to do it and say, well, listen, it's a little bit about me. I wanted to make something cool, and it's pretty cool. I'm not going to lie. It not only gives you content, but it's just saying to myself, I can still stay young in my mind, right, in my heart. I'm still young, but I never want to get old, man. That's basically, even if I get old, technically, if I still stay young in my mindset, you can almost do anything. And that was one. And number two, it just shows the fun side of me, right? That way I can focus on that's my only goal for 2020 next year, is focus on the play aspect. Most people have trouble focusing on the grind and hustle aspect, you know, the consistency, the discipline, all that, right? That's the hard part for most people. For me, the hard part is the play aspect, which is crazy. But for me, I know that I have to do this because it's only not going to give me enough balance for the rest of my life, but I figured that out when I was 20. You know, in my 20s, if I can figure out all three, I'm way ahead of the game compared to most people. You know, the work hard, play hard, that aspect, all that kind of stuff. You figure that out, your reputation's going to follow. And at that point, once I figure out the balance and I use the poetry and motion, it's just going to be a stepping stone. Right? You'll see more of those next year. Obviously, it's cold out now. I can't really do it crazy, but I can still do them. And I'm going to continue to do a couple this month and just really get back and I don't know. Maybe I'll make poems with it. You know, I've always been fascinated with poetry. I'm not saying I'm the poet of the century, but I do once in a while dabble in it. Same thing with like raps. I can make some raps, but I don't memorize them. Right? I just do it as a leisure, an activity, as a hobby. It keeps my mind fresh and creativity fresh, knowing that I can still do this and just be like a kid again. But that's really the reason why I did. And it's one of the most, I think out of all the posts, I think it's one of the most popular posts I have on my page now, which is crazy, right? Just an idea you just wanted to say, well, it's just for my personal benefit. The one time you actually step outside the comfort zone, right? Is I really post myself. but it's actually working. And when I saw that, I said, well, now let me see what I can do. Because you guys like, as I just look at this, you guys like what I post myself. I started posting more selfies, and it's worked. It's become one of my most popular posts, more than the quotes. So why you know, shatter it when you can double down on it? So that's why I'm doing more. But it's really just a stepping stone for the real KT series coming up soon.
Awesome. So the takeaway I get from that is just it's important to just experiment because you never know what's going to work.
Love it, man. Yeah, that's exactly. I love experimenting. My personal page is like a science lab. that's what it is, man. Everything you see on there, it can be used. Whatever, you know, it's like in golf, play where it lies. Well, that's the same thing. We're going to play where it lies. It can be used for down the road. Heck, it can even be. We can even use some of the past things. Like I said, some of the things I first did, like in 2018, I remember doing like biking, and you know, I just do all that stuff. It's just nothing against it, but I loved all that stuff. But I just do it for fun now, right? The stuff that I've tried on my page now, I just do it for fun. I don't need to document that. I know it's just stuff that people, of course, they'll appreciate, but I don't need to go to that extreme. I just try to find new things, and eventually, if the poetry in motion, you know, is something that people like, I'll continually give it more, right? I'm not going to say it's going to be, you know, all poetry in motion page, but there's so many things I do with this. But right now, man, I'm doing the, what, 20 people, giving 20 people a chance to get their name out there, right? With the DM challenge. I finished that just a couple of days ago for most people. And now I'm giving 20 people, including yourself, that, you know, because you've done so much for me, I give back my time for you. That's how it should work. You know, it shouldn't be just about me, and even that page shouldn't just be about Kevin Todd. It's got to be about everybody, right? You can't exclude anybody in the playing field. Because if you exclude one person or one type of genre, it's like music or genre passion in this case, you're not really giving everyone the full value, right? So you have to give everybody the full value. Is it hard making those decisions? Not really. Just experiment. You just try. I'm just throwing up the ball. If it hits a home run, great. If not, it hits a single, it's still data, it's still analysis I can use, just a quick analysis and say, all right, well, it didn't work. Let's see if we can tweak it to get a double. Or let's say we just, all right, we can't get the double. We'll just play it as it is and just keep trying and something will click, right? That's all it is. Just throw it up. Don't worry about what's going to happen at the end result. And chances are, if you like what you do, at least you'll have self-satisfaction that you try it and never try it and have no regret at all.
I think that's a very powerful way to end the podcast. It's experimenting is important because you never know what's going to work, and don't set expectations. Just be grateful for the results when they work in your favor. Is that fair?
Exactly, man. No, exactly, man. You can't be entitled. And this is one thing that we can't be entitled to anything. I just had a podcast last night with my boy Uncle Mike, shout out to Uncle Mike. We talked about this. You can't be entitled to anything, man. Like at the end of the day, you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. Now, if you're entitled to even time at this point, you have to be grateful for the fact that you're given this time on Earth. And every day you wake up, he said it was a blessing. I agree. Like every day you wake up, it's a blessing to make something happen. It's a blessing to inspire X amount of people. It doesn't matter the number. It's just X amount. It's a blessing just to even be talking to you today, right? You have to think about that. Because if you don't, it'll come up on you too fast. And it'll just bite you like a shark. And you don't want that. You don't want life to be running from the shark. You want life to be swimming with the dolphins, man. Nice and graceful and peace. But to get that level, you have to understand gratitude. You have to understand that the grind is going to be, it's going to be tough, but it's not going to be tough if you make it easy. If you know how to, of course it's going to be tough, right? But if you can find ways to make it easy by practicing yourself, growth, development, you'll figure it out and you'll master it, right? And if you understand, be self-aware and conscious of what you are, and you can, you know, prevail that to others, people are going to be impressed. People are going to be knowledgeable. They're going to say, well, this man, I can refer to this man to anything, or this woman to anything. And you will get that respect in return from the universe. It doesn't have to be from a person, right? Respect, everyone thinks respect comes from people. It comes from upstairs, too. You know, it's crazy to think that. But every time you give back, every time you give value, that universe is watching over you. So this man is doing good things. I respect this person. You know, let's give him something in return down the line, though, right? It doesn't have to be today. Never expect anything in return today, but down the line, as long as you keep doing, something's going to happen in a couple years, and you're going to be, well, I was never thought I would get here. Well, that's just being patient and never being entitled to anything, even in return, for sure.
You're absolutely correct. I couldn't agree more. It's a beautiful message. Is there anything else that I overlooked or missed that you wanted to mention to the audience?
Nah, man. I think first I want to thank you for everyone out there for listening to the Warren Bronx City Experience podcast. You guys are always great. No, honestly, man, just stay locked and loaded for 2020. That's all I can really say. You know, it's crazy to think we're only 28 days now, I think.
Yeah.
Of this decade. You know, I looked at that yesterday. Someone made a post about it. It was my buddy Zane. I'm like, man, you're not. It's nuts. Like, just to think that 10 years ago I was 10. You know, it's nuts. But time's flying. But it's a fun flying, right? You, as long as you're having fun, being you, enjoying life, not going crazy about it, and just stay ready to go and stay personally growing, you're gonna find life's gonna be a fun time. You're gonna find that life will be only better as you move into a new year. And to anyone else out there, you know, if you make a New Year's resolution, since I'm not a big fan of it, but if you do make one, understand that it's a long year grind or whatever you're trying to do. Make sure you just understand that whatever it is, stay with it. Try not to just cut it off in March, even though most people will. And if you do stay with it, you might get a reaps reward as long as you continue to grind and make things happen. And balance, right? As we head into a new year, find the balance. Find the perfect equilibrium between, you know, working, playing, and leisure time for yourself, right? You can find those three. And you can find out a perfect harmony, or at least the best harmony you think is possible. It'll be great in 2020 moving forward.
Amazing. Where can people find you?
You can find me at Mr. Kevin Touch on Instagram. If you always want to DM the United Promotion, always open at the United Promotion. That's THE United, UNITED, PROMOTION, all lowercase. Mr. Kevin Touch is at Mr. Dot, and then Kevin Touch, KevinTouch. You can also follow me on Snapchat if you want. I don't really use it. It's just Kevin Touch. Twitter is at the Anchor Nation. I never changed it from the old show. You can always follow me there. And you can always follow the United Podcast Experience if you want some good podcast episodes. Just type United Podcast Experience on any podcast platforms, Anchor, Spotify, Google, Apple Podcasts, the whole nine, iHeartRadio, all those kind of platforms. Type it in. Get yourself a good episode. Get some knowledge and you're always free. There you go.
Thank you so much for coming on, Kevin. It's always amazing when you're here.
Thank you. Well, appreciate you, bro.
Cool. Talk later. Bye.